how are things going as you talk to people about your hopes to be the next mayor of Fargo?
Just great. It's a blast. Obviously, you start out collecting signatures, so that's an experience. So we got that done. Now we're putting out yard signs. Obviously, we have the overhead signs as well, and working on the other stuff. And so it's a lot of fun. It's fun to visit with people, and I have lots of support. So it's going great.
You've campaigned, obviously, before to get your position as city commissioner. Now in a mayoral race, how does this kind of a campaign differ from running for city commission, or is it kind of all the same? You just get out and talk about what matters to you. Are there differences at all?
Well, I would say it's a big difference. It's a much more powerful spot. Obviously, the mayor, first of all, he proposes the budget. And so in June, if I was elected, obviously we'd be reducing spending a great deal. The other thing that the mayor does is he appoints all the members to all these different committees. And so obviously in the past, we've had lots of liberals appointed to almost every position. And so that would also have a big impact in the long term for the city of Fargo. So I would say it's a much more visible position, so that it's a little more intense.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I believe the questions are... I mean, a lot of people know that there is a city commission, the city commissioners decide on stuff, but people know what the mayor is, and they know that that's a big job. So that makes sense. I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to dive a little deeper into that whole thing. You said the mayor, you know, they kind of drive things with the budget, big issues like that. In a group like Fargo City Commission, where there are five people that all vote, the mayor's vote doesn't carry any additional weight than the commissioner's votes do. So a lot of people say, well, does the mayor really matter all that much? And I think you gave us a glimpse of that. If you could talk a little bit more about that, what are some of the other ways where being the mayor really does matter? And hey, this is an important job, people, because of what the mayor does. What kind of things would you point to, Dave?
Well, the best example is what just happened with our police department. We've had a mayor that's soft on crime. We had a disaster as a police chief. And so the damage that's been done is going to take us years to undo. We've basically lost all of our culture and senior leadership and all that. You can't just hire somebody. That takes years to replace. And so that's the main thing. And obviously, we had our Moody's downgrade, and our current mayor said, oh, it's no big deal. The Moody's downgrade is a huge deal. We've been overspending for years. Our mayor says, oh, we're in great shape. We are in disastrous shape. And so we are a runaway freight train of spending, and I'm the brake man.
Hmm. So do you have to tell people things they don't want to hear, give them news that's not easy to swallow? Because you can't fix a broken financial system without it being a little tough somewhere. Something's got to give on that. So do you have to kind of just... hey, I'm going to give it to you like it is, and you might like it, you might not, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, how do you deliver that message?
Well, I've been delivering it for 16 years, and I'm a fiscal conservative. I've been saying all this all along, and a lot of people go, well, are you going to be different as the mayor? I'll be the exact same. But obviously, your role is different, so as a minority commissioner, you behave a lot differently than you would as mayor. But we literally have to reduce spending. And obviously now the mayor has proposed this 1 cent sales tax extension. I was the only one that opposed that on our current city commission. It's $34 million a year, and it will grow, you know, 5-10% every year. So it's a huge number. And my only advice to the voters of Fargo is you don't get a chance very often to reduce your taxes. This is your chance, that I would encourage you to take it, because it doesn't come along very often.
I think we have had no better fighter on spending in the city than you, Dave. And I've been very very willing to say that for several years now. And at times it feels like you've been sometimes the only person who's really been fighting on that. And I would say Commissioner Gehrig, when he was in the commission, was a good fighter too. I see some of the things from Commissioner Turnberg now as well. But I think you are the guy that has been for so long saying, we've got to be smart about our spending. Do you think that that's an area where you may have a historical advantage on maybe anybody else in this race?
Absolutely. I have 16 years of experience. That's more than all the rest of them added up. And I've done it. I don't talk about it. I do it. And so I think that's a good thing. The other question I'd ask is how much, so obviously we would have a special election if one of the commissioners was elected, and how much will that cost? And who's going to pay for that?
Oh, that's an interesting point. So if one of the commissioners gets elected, we would need a special election in Fargo, and there would be a cost. Okay, hadn't thought about that. Good point there. You and I have had a disagreement or two along the way, but one thing you and I have been kind of on the same page with is some of the pilot programs, the TIFs, Renaissance Zones, saying that there's got to be a way for us to manage our financial house responsibly enough to say every once in a while, let's do something to create some development here in the city where we can bring in some tax revenue someday by just being willing to forego it for a few years, and it's an investment in the city's future. Has anything that happened with the TIFs, Pilots Renaissance, over the last couple of years or so made you feel any differently about that, Dave? Or are you still as committed to having those things in place from time to time when it makes sense, as you always have been?
Well, what's happened right now is we essentially have ended the programs because now the school board, the Cass County Commission, everyone has started to get involved. And so now there aren't any that are going to be happening. And so we need a total revamp of the whole program, because right now it's non-existent, and it will have dire consequences to our city for decades, but it'll take time. I believe after the election, we have to do something, but we need to have a complete overhaul.
So you're saying effectively those programs are done because the city is now capped at a 3% spending increase, and because of that, nobody's going to want to give up the right to future taxes today because we're going to need every penny. Am I assessing that right?
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because a lot of these programs for like low-income housing, the Cass County Commission voted against it. And so if they're voting against that, big companies coming in here are just going to say, well, there's no way I'm going to spend time trying to pursue that because we're just off the list. That's how it goes.
Yeah, interesting stuff there. I hadn't thought of it that way, but as you say that, it makes sense to me, and that's been a big topic, I know, in the city. Do you like the interim chief, Stefanowicz? Do you think he would make a good full-time police chief?
Oh, I think that's great, but the process that just happened on Monday night where it was just rushed, that was totally inappropriate. There's no reason to rush. We should have gone through the process where you open it up. If nothing else, you also give the experience of the current staff to have the opportunity to interview. It's a great experience whether you get the job or not. And now none of that will happen. And so that was very unfortunate. And obviously it happened because it's a political season, and we have some commissioners that are more worried about promoting themselves than the health of the city. And so that's what happened.
Yeah, this has been a pretty lively debate going on for the last few days now. You weren't the only one that felt that way. I think everybody besides Commissioner Turnberg said we need to give this more time. Michelle feels like this is maybe political from other people coming to her, and she says, we know we're going to move this guy into the job anyway, so why don't we just get on with it? So how do you respond when Michelle says, I think these people were trying to shoot down the idea because they didn't want me to get a political win?
It's totally inappropriate to state that we were going to hire him anyway. Who in the world would say that? You have to go through. This is a huge hire. As we've just learned from our past chief, you have to take your time and proceed with your procedures instead of just off the cuff making a call. And that's what happened. So I think that exposes inexperience. It's not good at all. Actually, for the chief, if he ends up getting the job, this is not beneficial to him. Because the first time you experience something, people are going to say, well, he was just rushed into the job. Even if he's a great chief, you always have issues, and that's what will happen.
So the comment that I've heard, not from any commissioners really, but you hear people around the process saying, well, if he's going to end up being the guy, this could give him a head start and he'd be able to get some things done at a key time with budgets and so forth. You don't think that outweighs the necessity to take our time and do the process right, though, correct?
Absolutely not. He's the interim chief. I've met with him already. There's lots of things, especially with the downtown. There's lots of tools that we can do. And he's the interim chief. He can do lots of things. But to say that he needs to be the permanent chief because of that, that's a false statement.
Okay. What else are you hearing? We got about a minute left here. What else are you hearing from people in the city, issues that matter to them as they are looking for another mayor, a new mayor?
I would say the main issue with people, and yesterday was tax day, our property taxes are too high. And also our utilities, they were raised from 2% to 4%. The one thing I will promise you is we will reduce property taxes by reducing the mills, and we will reduce the utilities from 4%. But the first things I'm going to do is, the first thing is we have to address the downgrade. We have to shore up our finances, and the main way you do that is reduce spending. And the next thing we need to address is public safety. We need to restore law and order. And I've already met with the interim chief. There's lots of tools in our toolbox that we are going to take immediately that will have dramatic differences in law and order in Fargo.
Yeah, well, we can all get behind that. Dave, thanks a lot for taking the time. Good to visit with you again. Best of luck on the campaign trail.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dave. Take care.